insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
So, the previous verses talked about Islamic permission at certain times, or when entering special place of parents. Those verses were about them. The concerned verse is, in fact, an exception from this ordinance, because this indicates that a group can enter their relative's home and the like in certain conditions, and without taking permission, they can even eat food without having permission. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Before Islam, the blind, the lame, and the sick were not allowed to eat food with healthy people. This verse that we are discussing, the 61st verse, permitted them to eat food in group with healthy people, or if they wanted, they could eat food lonely. So this verse at first says, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَن تَأْكُلُوا مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ. There is no blame upon the blind, nor any blame upon the lame, nor any blame upon the sick, nor on yourselves that you eat from your houses. According to some narrations, before converting to Islam, the people of Medina prevented the blind, the lame, and the sick to eat with them at one table. They did not let them to sit around one table with them. They did not eat with those people, and they hated such a matter. And on the contrary, after Islam, some people thought that this kind of people must eat lonely, not because they hated eating with them, but maybe because they thought that the blind could not see the existing good food while they could, and they ate, which was against ethics. And also the lame and the sick were not as fast in eating as healthy people were, so they tarried. Anyway, they did not eat food with such people for any reason they had, so the blind, the lame, and the sick withdrew themselves because it was possible that they caused others to worry and also thought that this was a sin. And this matter was totally presented to the Prophet, and this verse was sent down. The verse explicitly indicates that there is no blame upon the blind, nor any blame upon the lame, nor any blame upon the sick, nor on yourselves that you eat food together. So this is the point of the verse.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
To support our claims in this previously said argumentations, the writer of Jawami'ul Jami' says that in the advent of Islam, some of the believers brought the disabled and the afflicted persons to the houses of their wives, and to the houses of their own offspring, their relatives' houses, and their friends' houses, and they fed them. And gradually, these believers thought that this job might be counted a sin for them, and so they avoided this deed. And this verse was sent down and indicated that this deed is not considered as sin. Anyway, upon the point of the verse that says, وَلَا عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَجٌ, that the verse says, وَلَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, actually, there is no blame nor on yourselves. The purpose of this part is that there is no heaviness and sin for you and for the believers who are like you. Some have said that the sick and the poor did not eat and associate with other people because they thought people might not like their company. Some others have said that when Muslims wanted to go to war, they gave the key of their houses to the disabled so that these people could eat whatever they found in those houses. But they thought that this interference might be unlawful for them, then they avoided eating food of their houses. Then Allah said that there is no blame on them and you in eating this. And then the Holy Quran adds, implying that there is not any blame on yourselves if you eat from these houses without permission. We will, God willing, mention them later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.